This is Kim Domain, Dr. Peeble's free message, Agents of Peace, September 16th, 2025. God bless you, Dr. Peeble's here. Welcome, dear friends. Now, as we look upon your beautiful planet Earth and all of you dear souls, you are each learning your lessons, some quicker than others, some more completely than others, and you are doing so in tumultuous times, so we all appreciate your courage, your willingness to have your experiences here in this lifetime. Now remember, regardless of what is going on around you, you all have the responsibility to decide for yourselves how you will choose to see it, how you will choose to believe, what you will choose to do, and how you will react, regardless of what is happening around you. Many of you are losing your cool. Many of you are getting quite agitated, no matter how you are seeing it, no matter what the difference is. So we are here to remind you that your reactions are crucial to the outcome of the grand experiment of planet Earth. They are crucial to your own development of how you will indeed be able to view yourself when this life is over, of what you will choose to learn from these experiences. So indeed, remind yourself more completely, more consistently, that you have a choice as to your reactions. Do you like the way you feel when you are reacting to the turmoil? Are you indeed judging and blaming others for having differences of opinion? Yes, you are seeing deception, corruption, upheaval, violence in the world. And this will indeed at some point come to an end. And not in a disastrous way, dear ones, but more and more where there will be those of you who will rise up in an energy of love and peace and demand indeed that there be balance, demand that there will be healing, not through violence, not through some of the means that you are seeing now playing out. And so we ask for all of you to pay careful attention to how you are indeed sensing, how you are thinking about what you are witnessing around you in the world. Now, truly, dear friends, you all have your different opinions. And we want you to appreciate that you live on a planet where you are allowed your different opinions. Now, of course, if you are in one country versus another, well, there are different ramifications. And many of you, even in the more free countries, are seeing some of your rights being taken away or threatened. But you have more power than that. You have more control, not only over yourself, but ultimately how things will play out in the world around you. More and more of you need to unite in right action. More and more of you need to calm down, not get so angry, and get busy connecting in with the peaceful, calm energies within yourself, where you allow, yes, that voice of reason, the powerful energies of your own higher self, of the God within you, to communicate with you, to give you the understanding that at times your intellect, your egos cannot give you. Too often, you are getting so angry in response to each other, to the things that you are seeing play out, that you're not able to hear us clearly. You're not able to feel the energies of God trying to reach out to you, to give you assurances, to help you find better ways to deal with the corruption, with the turmoil that is going on in your world. Now remember, it is not just in the outer world where this turmoil is coming from. It is also from within you. How are you living? How are you thinking? How are you feeling? So many of you are in conflict within your own beings. And then you wonder why the world around you is in conflict. Get in touch more and more with the inner self and feel the waves of peace come over you. Dear friends, remember you have the power to call to you any energy, any emotion that you desire. You are not indeed at the mercy of the world around you, of any other being, any situation around you. Decide for yourself what you wish to experience. Many of you have learned this in concept, but you're not utilizing it fully in your lives. Instead, you are feeling that you are a victim to others, a victim to your lawmakers, your leaders, or those close to you. It is not true. And so we want you indeed to remember who the Creator is in your life. It is you first and foremost. Now, of course, you are living in a world with many, many other beings and life forms, and they are also creators. Can you reach an understanding within yourself that if you want certain rights for yourself, that you will also need to allow others to have the same rights? And as long as you are not harming or abusing each other, then it is acceptable. This world must learn to embrace the differences that you see in others. That is part of the grand experiment that many of you were part of designing before the beginning of the Earth experiment. So now you're in the thick of it. And now what are you going to do? Will you fight? Now many of you are saying, yes, we must fight. We must get dirty. We must do this. We must do that. Now, that is not going to get you to the solutions that you would desire that would be lasting. That will not create peace. Now, if you're going to do any kind of fighting, we would want you to fight with love. We would want you to fight with an energy and attitude of right action. An energy of, yes, indeed, that we are all part of God. Now, you're not going to force other people to change. We hope you realize that. But you are in charge of your own consciousness, your own life. Will you indeed choose to be an agent of change? Will you choose to hold an energy of peace and be an agent of peace for the world? Many doubt when we say that if you hold a thought, an energy of peace in your consciousness, and you consciously project that out, you will create peace in the world. It is true. You can indeed try to prove us wrong, or you can indeed try to prove us right and start to think in a different way, to start to think peaceful thoughts and project it out into the world around you. Project it to your neighbor. Project it to those that anger you, that you do not approve of or like. It is all right for you not to agree with everyone, but respect them, and just as you would want them to respect you. Every thought, every action you take either creates, yes, indeed, more unrest, or it can create peace. Choose now, in this very important time on the planet Earth, of what kind of person you want to be, of what side of the future world that you are creating you will be on. Will you continue to allow the corruption, the misery, the pain, the injustice? Or will you say, despite appearances, despite how it looks, despite the fear that is so prevalent on the earth plane, I am choosing peace. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. That doesn't mean, although we would recommend you meditating on peace, that that's all you do. Each of you, through your own beautiful spirits, can indeed find a way to help change the world. It could be smiling at a stranger. It could be running for office. It could be many, many things. It could be sharing your thoughts, talking with others, looking at options, being a good listener to another who is in pain. There are so many ways that if you open to the wisdom, if you open to your soul, they will give you insights, your teachers, your guides, the multidimensional realities of your entire consciousness is there to assist you, to guide you, to help you not only heal the world, but to heal yourselves first. There's where you will find peace, as you feel those energies rise up in you, and you are no longer indeed taking the bait to get scared, to get angry. Instead, you are using your God-given abilities to turn this around and to find a more peaceful, calm way to resolve the issues in this world, starting with yourself, your own little circle, your own world. Again, you all are creative spirits. Use that creative energy not to create more unrest, but to create something that can be lasting, and that is peace. We do love you all, and we are always working with you to remind you. Please do feel free to call upon us and allow us to help you, to give you ideas, to inspire you, to encourage you, to support your efforts. For we do look at you with great awe as you are courageously facing the issues not only of the world, but within yourselves. God bless you indeed.